just again, begin by just paying attention to your body. Coming into your senses. Coming into the sense of just being here, just now. Feeling your breath moving your body. Letting yourself move inwards and downwards. As you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Feel yourself descending deep, deep down, until you find yourself standing in the wood between the worlds, feeling the coolness of the wood, feeling the smells of the wood, feeling the sense of the deep green all around you, and noticing the pathway that leads into the heart of the wood. Feel the life of the woods, the ecology of the woods, bird and beast and insect, tree and bush and flower. Saint Ecthard is waiting for us. And he draws us down the path. Becoming stiller and stiller as we enter the heart of the wood. Feeling the coolness, the green life, the silence of the wood wrapping around us, soaking into us, as we step by step move into the heart of the greenwood. Coming at length to the ancient place. the ancient lake, the deep waters, with the great mound at its center. Looking deep into the waters, we see what we see. Looking across the waters, we see the form of Prudwin coming towards us. Arthur is in the prow and Berinthus is in the stern. And this is the vessel that carries those who enter the mound and the mysteries of the mound. That brings us to the spiral castle, the four square turning place, the place of the royal feast, the castle of the hallows, the grove of the trees that are the living keys to the universe. Here we come to be at the center of things, to be at the service of the living light. And we find our expected place upon Prudwin, feeling our connection with all who travel with her, who travel in her, with all who go with Arthur into the deep, with all that go with Arthur into the mystery. And as we take our place, and as we feel our connection with all those who have gone before us, the wind lifts Prudwin's sails, and we sail across the lake towards the mound and the castle. As we travel across the lake, we look into the waters of the deep, seeing whatever we see. Disembark and make our way slowly around the spiral way that curls around the mound. Step by step, we make our way, coming at length to the top of the mound, to the place of the sword bridge. Where we walk on the edge of the sword, where we exercise balance step by step. Crossing the bridge, we find ourselves before the small gate that we must squeeze through, that we must bow our head to enter, leaving all behind. As we squeeze through the gate, we find ourselves in the courtyard. And as before in the courtyard, there is the great oak. And as we look into the whorls of the oak, into the marks of the bark, we see there the shapes of galaxies, and we have become aware of the vastness of the oak that extends deep into the earth, into the tiny places, and that extends outwards, upwards, to hold the stars. Deep within the oak, we see two forms. We see Mavithin and Ganida rippling within the oak flesh. And once again, we see the wren flickering, swiftly moving, the earth mouse, the bird that flies, the Jenny Wren that is king of the birds. And we step forward, and as if we are stepping forward towards Ganida and Mavithin, as we step into the heart of the tree, as we step into the heart of the world, as we step into the heart of our life, and we feel this power of life on all sides of us. Feel the branching of the tree as the wren traces out its lineaments. We stand in the tree with Mavithin and Ganida on each side of us, blessing us, showing us the mystery of the ever-renewed oak. We feel ourselves suspended between the infinitely large and the infinitely small. We feel ourselves as a living bridge between the deep and the height. We find ourselves seated at the oaken table, with those who stand for the land, with those who stand for the earth, with those who stand for the living tree. In the center of the tree, there is the chalice. And in that moment, we remember our true form, the shaping of our body, being the chalice, being the living tree. And we are extended in time and space. We are the bridging presence, the promoter of confluence and dialogue. We enable face to behold face. We bless and are blessed. We see and are seen. We hear and are heard. We touch and are touched. Extending through time and space, we stand for the living earth. We bless the worlds. We balance the worlds. We bridge and bless and pray. Abrun de Bashmaya, Nitkar de Shemak, Deite Malchuta, Nechwe Savianach Akana, de Bashmaya Af Baraha, Havlan Lachma de Sukanyan Yomana, Washplokan Kayobain Wachtakahain, Akana Defkanan Shavokan Lachayabain, Velatechen lenesuna, elapatsan min bisha, metol de lachim malchuta, wachaila watishbukta, le olam almin, amen. O source of the cosmos, create all that moves with your light. From your light within us, show us the way. Unite the worlds of heaven and earth. Your one desire acts with ours. Grant what we need in bread and insight. Loose the cords of binding. Do not let us enter forgetfulness. Free us from all traps. From you arises the living will, the uniting love, and the life that upholds us all. Amen. Amen. Let your senses carry you back into the room, bridging the worlds, connecting the inside and the outside, bringing your sense, unfurling your senses so that you smell the room and taste the room, touch the room and hear the room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking to the image on the computer screen.